Bring them up here, we'll put them up.
Quiet, are we supposed to start?
You wanted us to say something?
Yes. Help me, the moderator.
I guess I'm the moderator now. Have we started?
Okay. All right, this is the Webcam Girls panel. You guys are not here to see me, and I realize that. So I'll open it up to our panel. Could you introduce yourselves, please, and tell us a little bit about your site and what is your URL also?
Starting on that end.
Still ends up as me. I'm Hugme. I'm a boy in a dress. Not really a webcam girl. I only pretend to be. I do have a site, hugme.org. I do have a cam on it, but I'm not a girl. I'm going to be sitting here typing stuff in on the internet, so we'll pass it over to Mysterious now.
Or Mistress, whatever you prefer. Well, my name is Mistress, or at least that's what I'm known as on the internet. If you're really good, I might tell you my real name, or they might slip up and tell you, so that's okay. I started a little over 2 years ago with a webcam, and I started out doing a complete, like, no nudity, no sexual, no nothing. And now I do, so... and it's at mystrys.com, and mine is all free.
I am Bardiva, www.bardiva.com. I started my cam site in April, so I'm fairly new. I have a bit of a TNA site, and I got started because Dawn Marie is a friend of mine, so she introduced me to the cam world, and I have a lot of fun chatting with people and doing cam shows. It's a fun time.
My name is Dawn Marie. I started my site about 3 years ago, and actually the goal of the site was not to be a cam site, but to get people to come to sci-fi cons. I figured if I put a bunch of pictures of drunk, beautiful women up there going, hey, come on down, and everybody would. I'm the biggest prude up here. I don't get naked or do anything, but I do write. That's another reason why I have my site, is for you to write, or for you to read my writing. That's one of the best compliments ever, is when someone will tell you that your writing is like humorous or whatever. And that's about it.
Hi. Hey. my name is Soma Jidaneng. Oh, yeah. And my website is somajidaneng.com. And I don't know how to explain it. I am not a quote-unquote your conventional cam girl. I don't sit there and, you know, get naked and walk around the house. I don't show any sexual acts. I don't have the cam just running on various times. If I do, it's because a certain somebody has messaged me and said, hey, what are you doing? What's going on in your room? And I'll turn the cam on. It's mostly for visual experimentation. It's an art cam. I don't know any other way to explain it. So next question, please.
What's your URL?
What's your URL? SomaGDarling.com.
Spell it.
So you can bring it up.
S-O-H-M-A.
Here we go.
There you go. S-O-H-M-A.
There's no dot, though.
There's no dot. G. Dolling. D-A-W-L-A-G.
S-O-H-M-A-G.
D-A-W-L-I-N-G.
Oh, and if you would like to know the URL without having a mind bender, I have business cards. Whee!
Yay!
I don't have to talk anymore, do I?
No.
Okay. like photography type of experimentation. Also, there's you could read my daily journal, and if you really think I'm deep, you could call them deep thoughts, but they're quite shallow since they center around myself.
Mr. Moderator, my fingers.
Okay, why don't you talk a little bit about what got you, where you started with a webcam, what made you decide to put up a webcam, and, you know, your first feelings about webcams.
Look at
Dawn that. Marie.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm nervous. I realize it doesn't seem that that's possible, but when you're on a webcam, it only updates every 15 seconds, and I'm on mute, so I don't have to actually talk to anybody. Wait, what was the question again? Why did I start my site? Actually, I started my site from this man in the audience here, Wes. Basically, he showed me Anacam, and Anacam was doing stuff that was just outrageous. And she was, like, getting paid and stuff, and people were paying attention to her, and I want attention. I mean, and that's why I come to conventions anyway, to get attention. So that's why I started my site, and that was, like, 3 years ago. And then I tried to get other people involved in what I'm doing, like Bardiva, and I showed Mistress my campsite, too. So, and that's about it.
Well, let's see. I started my webcam because I was at this con a couple of years ago, and there were some cam girls there. Dawn Marie was one of them. And I said, hey, if they can do it, I can do it too, and I don't have much of a life, so it would be kind of fun to do. So I went out the next day, and I purchased a webcam, and I called my friend up and had him look at my computer, and he said, you're still running a 286? What the hell are you thinking? So he upgrades my computer to a Pentium speed and pops my webcam up, and the next thing you know, I've got a URL, and I emailed my friends and said, I need JavaScripts to run my site. Send them right over. So that's pretty much how I got started. Came straight out of fandom and sci-fi cons and personal friends, but it's a load of fun. I love it.
I already said I just started my site in April, but before that, I live with Wes, and he has a site and a webcam too. So I was on his webcam a lot. I would get on and I would tell people, you know, go there to see me, and while we were talking, so they could see what I was doing and my expressions, you know, oh, you're laughing at me, I made you laugh, and they enjoy that. So I decided to start my own site. Because I started going to cons and meeting other cam girls such as Mistress and Dawn, and I'm an exhibitionist, so I like to it's fun to know that people are out there watching me.
Okay. My reasons are not quite so elaborate or fun. I'm not an exhibitionist by far. I did it all for me. And it's not really all right, here's the story. It's not quite so long. I wanted to get into film school. I don't have money for film school. Loans for film school will cost me at the ass. Okay, so if I go to film school, I'll probably end up being some person's lackey for the rest of my life. So I was like, hey, I might as well do my own thing and become a photographer. Took a whole bunch of pictures. My friends and I would experiment with photography and take pictures of each other. And my site started out as a portfolio of my photography, and most of it centered around each other. So after a while, I was like, da-da-da-da-da, and I happened upon Dave Navarro's page. And Dave was sitting there telling me stuff like, why don't you go to this page and that page, since, you know, I see you really have a nice site. He showed me Anna Cam. Anna was nice. She was kind of loony. So I started my own cam site. I had lots of friends help me out. I never advertised for my site before until this event, so I don't know how it got to be what it is now. And I'm going to stop talking.
Why don't you tell us... Whoa.
Oh, thank you. I love you.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about how your cam affects your everyday life? Bardiva, you want to start?
What?
How does your webcam affect your everyday life? Dawn again!
I lost my job because of my webcam site. Hey. They didn't even know about it. I'm not sure how they found it. I don't advertise it to, like, people I know on the street. But they let me know that they weren't very happy with the way I was living my life out on cam. And I never even mentioned them or anything like that. but they just fired me. That's okay. I'm a full-time slacker now, or student. I'm sorry. I go to school. And that's actually a better deal. So, but that's what's happened to my life. My parents are in full support of my site, though, and most of my friends are, too. But the bad thing was I did lose my job.
A few of my closest friends know about my site. I don't tell most people in my hometown. I don't tell people at work. I only tell people when I go to cons. Because, like I said, there is some TNA on my site, and I don't want people at work to be looking at me that way. And I don't tell my family, so it doesn't affect my everyday life too much, except for, you know, that I try to, a lot of my free time does center around the computer now more than it did, so that's how it affects me a lot.
Go ahead.
Well, the way my webcam has affected my life, mostly positively. Before, I was kind of shy about indulging the exhibitionist, except at cons where it was safe to do so. Now, I just don't care. It's been fun. I even did a couple amateur shows because the webcam has allowed me to be myself. I don't really think about what I'm doing on there, and that gets me more trouble than anything because I keep a live journal on there, and I'll just spew my guts about whatever happened that day, and you know, and then the roommates read it, and all of a sudden there's all this drama. So mostly my website more affects me because people that I know where to go to find out what's going on with me. And so if somebody wants some kind of dirt or some kind of drama, they know exactly where to go to get it. So, I mean, but for the most part, the webcam's just, it's just a part of me. I don't even think about it. People come over and they're all freaked out that the cam's on. And they're like, yeah, I don't even notice it, you know, so.
My webcam has affected my life. This sounds like such a high school essay. God damn. Okay. I get both really, really positive feedback and very, very negative. My friends are cheering me up. Very negative feedback. Like, people would email me and say, God damn, you're ugly. Why are you even on the web? And I'm like, why, thanks. There goes my self-esteem for the day. And then I'll get, you know, some really sincere and really nice people. I have a cam set up that it's on while I sleep, so you can watch me sleep. I get lots of, it's actually really sweet. I get lots of positive feedbacks about that, saying that when people are up late at night and they feel really lonely, they'll go to the cam and they'll be like, you know, I feel comforted. I didn't feel so alone out there. Thank you very much. And it's like really sweet stuff like that. And also people like hand make me cards and send me presents, and, which is really odd. I'm not used to this. But it's really nice, and it's really sweet, so it's affected my life pretty positively. I actually have self-esteem somewhat. Next.
Tell us a little bit about how much time you spend on your cam per week, what kind of things you do to update your site, you know, what kind of edits you do, what kind of things you like to do, the things you don't like to do to your site that's just really gets annoying after a while. You want to start, Mysterious?
Gee, thanks. Well, let's see. So the question is, what kind of time do I spend on my website, and what kind of things do I have up there, and what do I do? Well, I spend generally, it used to be when I was just getting started, and I had a whole lot of, and I had to create all these pages, it took me about 8 to 9 hours a week. Was how much time I was spending. Now I just, as long as I don't do a show, I don't have to update it. As soon as I do a show, then of course I've got 500 pictures to go through and pick 12 of them for the archives. So that generally takes a while, so I don't do as many shows as I could. I started my site to have a life cam, and that's usually what you get. You usually get me getting dressed, taking a shower, sleeping, working on the computer. But then I do have friends, and we'll come over and start drinking on a Friday night, and the next thing you know, 2 a.m, there's an impromptu cam show. and then I spend the rest of my time putting that up. It's just for fun. I like her. I get emails that'll really bring me down, like, what's your fat butt doing out on the doing out on the web. Please don't disgust me and get off the web. And then it's taken me a couple of years to learn how to reply. Thanks. I appreciate your opinion. There's the back button. Please use it. You know. So I mean, it does kind of affect your life and the type of the time that you spend on it really affects your life, because that could be time you're spending with friends or whatever. But then the internet. Most of my friends are on the internet, so.
When I was working days, I spent a lot more time on my site. It seems easier to work on the site when I get home in the evenings. Now I'm back working nights, so sometimes I'll turn the cam on for a couple hours late evening, like around 11 or 12 at night, which is usually you get a lot of hits at that time. That's right before people are going to bed and they come and look. And I put up new galleries whenever I do a cam show, and let's see, I have a journal and I update that. So those are the new things. I try to put up a new gallery like once a week, once every 2 weeks. I'll put up one or two new galleries, depending on how busy I am. Like recently, things have been going a lot slower because I've been traveling a lot, and so that takes a lot of my free time. Don?
When I first started my cam, I was pretty depressed. So I had my chair surgically attached to my ass. I was never, ever away from the computer. But since then, I choose real life over the cam life, but I've tried to be online about 3 or 4 hours a day. I update my journal. I used to have a Moment for Us. I used to update that every 3 or 4 days, but I'd have the journals update that instead, so now it's been slacked down to like once a week. I just put up new pictures in my thumbnail gallery, but other than that, I'm trying to update it, but I've just got a lot of stuff going on. I've been traveling a lot, too. So,
the amount of time I spent updating and working on my site varies from where I'm living at that point in time, and I move quite often. When I was living in North Carolina, I was living with my father, and so that, of course, is going to cause some problems when he's like, "What's your lazy ass doing on the computer all day?" So then I would update really often.
I knew it.
Why am I scared?
Ladies and gentlemen, Wes!
But when I was living at my father's house, I would do a show and then update it as soon as I was done with the photography show. When I moved to Rhode Island, we had cable access, and my roommate was very generous. So I would update all the time. I started learning more HTML. I tried to learn Flash. Now my site is very Flash intensive, so that's why I don't think it's probably coming up.
Yeah, Flash is broken on this machine.
God damn it. So you won't be able to see my site here. But Flash, it's moving pictures.
Flash is a way of, on the internet, instead of sending a movie or something, a streaming movie, you can send a single picture and have that picture move around on inside a box. It makes it much faster to send and receive movies than it would be with a regular movie file.
And seeing that my whole site is centered around a Flash menu, that is why you probably won't be able to see it here tonight. But once I moved to Rhode Island, I started learning more and more about HTML and adding onto my site. Then I got addicted to LiveJournal last year. Oh, wow. All right. Well, I got addicted to LiveJournal then, and so I update my site about 3 times a day, if you count that as part of the site. Yeah. And now that I've moved 6 times within the past couple years, yeah, the updating has become less frequent, but when I do update, it's a big fuck off update. So, next.
You talked a lot about the email that you get. About how many emails do you get? What kind of email? How often do you get a really bad one? How often do you get a really good one that makes you, you know, feel wonderful about yourself?
Yeah.
Want to start?
Okay.
Since my site is fairly new, I don't have a whole... My audience isn't too large, so I don't get a whole lot of email, probably compared to the other girls. I haven't really gotten anything too mean. The only things that really upset me, because I don't keep email up while I'm on the computer. Usually, when I'm on cam, I'm usually doing stuff on the computer, and I don't keep my email up and get it immediately when it is sent to me. And people don't understand that. And they send me like 5 emails in a row. Show me your tits. You know, take off your clothes. What are you doing now? What are you smiling at? And I'll check my email, you know, the next day, and I'm going, wow. And people instant message me and do the same thing. But that's the only thing that really irritates me. Nothing really bad. And the best ones are when people just say, hi, you know, I like to come and watch your cam. You know, I would really like to get to know you and chat with you. This is where I'm from. This is what I do. And it's nice to know that there are real people, nice people out there watching, and they're not all creepy.
I get about, I don't know, about 30 emails a day, but they're like classified. Some of them are like 4 different groups. I get like the ones are from my friends, and then ones are the really cool ones. I get about maybe 5 a week or a really nice email, so where they read my site, not just look at the pretty pictures, they also read stuff. And then I've got the hate mail, but I like that too, because, you know, it only takes me a few seconds to skim over their email and delete it, but it took them a good half hour to write it, be all upset. That's good. That's good writing. And then the fourth category is the penis pictures. I hate that. I've got a collection of pictures of these guys. They send me just a picture of their penis. Nothing else, just the penis. So... And we're waiting for your first one. I remember when Mistress shared with me. Yeah, Mistress shared with me her first penis picture. She was like, you got one? You got two? Yeah. Fabulous.
Yes, I'm moving up.
All right. I get anywhere from 50 to 100 emails a day. 5 of them are spam, about 10 are friends, and then the rest are either live journal replies or actual fan mail. Isn't my friends rock?
They're fabulous.
They kick ass.
I need some of them.
And what's really amazing is that a lot of the hate mail I get makes no sense. It's like, hi, I'm from Turkey. I like to fuck you up the bum. You know? And it's like, okay. And then if I reply back, oh, thanks. Wow, that was really ingenious. Please learn English next time you send me an email. And it'll be like, you are stupid American girl. I do not watch you anymore. And I have a special folder on my hard drive just for when I feel down and want to feel like I'm smarter than somebody. I go to those. But I do get lots of really nice... I get, like, the fan mails that are really good last, like, 3 pages. If I print them out, it's, like, whole stories of people's lives. Yeah. For some reason, it's just, I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, what am I doing? And I question, it's when I get the positive email is when I question whether or not I should keep the cam up. Because if I'm going to affect somebody's life, I don't want to be scary. And, all right, I'll be quiet now. Do-do-do-do-do.
Did you want to answer a question first?
Oh, hang on. We do have a microphone. Question over here somewhere. Okay.
Hello. Out of the 4 of you, one of you had mentioned that your sites are free. Do any of the others charge? And if so, how do you make sure that the people that are getting on your sites are paying for it?
None of us charge.
Well, so we don't know.
Okay. Do you have any advice, Hug Me?
On how to charge?
On charging for sites?
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty simple to do. You set up a little database on your site, and then the password file is set up for that database. Yeah, it's pretty simple to do. Most people, as far as, you know, other people getting on their sites, is not that big of a concern because it doesn't hurt revenue enough to spend hours and hours securing your site. However, if you are getting a lot of problems with it, There are all kinds of little programs and things that will, you know, keep people off and run scripts that'll, you know, keep an eye on how many. If you see someone logged on with the same username 150 times, there's something wrong. Someone has put you on a password site. There are little programs that can watch for that. People logged on, you know, with the same username and things like that. So they just take a little bit of time. And you just need to watch your site, keep an eye on your logs, things like that.
Another thing is, if you're going to charge for your site, a lot of the web service providers, they have anti-cam grabbing software. My hosting is done on warp.com. They're great, and they're based in Atlanta. But they're very adamant about your bandwidth not being stolen by people putting on the cam capture programs to steal your images and to just widen your bandwidth so that you get charged a butt ton more. I'm trying to be nice. I really am.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, why do you think that other people are interested in your life?
I have no freaking idea.
I'll attempt. I'm not sure why people are interested in my life. I know I get a lot of email from people asking, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? And, I mean, the best answer that I can come up with is that I'm doing it because it's fun. I never have a Friday night that I have to spend alone anymore. Because if I am at home on a Friday night, I can log on, turn my cam on, and have 15 people, 20 people sitting in my chat room wanting to talk to me. So, I mean, that's why I have it on. As far as why people like to watch me, I don't know. It's one of my friends, I think GiggleCam, is using something like the internet. It's where exhibitionists meet voyeurs. So, and I think that's probably that's why people watch, is because they're just interested in what other people are doing. I don't know.
I think everyone's life is interesting. Everyone has a story to tell. We just choose to do ours on the internet. But, I mean, everyone has an interesting life. I don't think it's just us. We just chose to throw it out there.
Also, the technology is just really cool, some of the new cam technology. I know that when I set up a cam and I didn't think anyone would be on it the first time I set it up, I only set it up for, you know, 50 people to be logged on at once, and I overloaded my server in 15 minutes. So I had to set a little bit of a higher buffer, but I'm not doing anything interesting. All I was doing was typing on the computer. I wouldn't even move. I mean, theirs are extremely interesting cams. I just sit here and stare wildly at the screen and don't do anything. And, you know, people, it's a very interesting technology. It's interesting to be able to look into someone's life and look into, you know, hey, right now in another place, someone is doing something that I couldn't look at before, and now I can.
Hello, my name is Slayton Ford.
Where are you?
And I'm wondering what the most unusual thing anyone has ever offered to send each of you is.
Offered to send us? Offered to send us?
My very own.
Let me see. See, from what I can understand, there's some kind of a kit out there that if you pour it over your genitals, you can form a dildo of yourself. Somebody offered to send me one of them. To which I politely declined.
Was it a candle? Was it a candle?
No, it's like there's a kit. There's a kit that they can make their own. I don't know. No, they wanted to use the kit on themselves and send me a dildo of themselves.
Wait, this guy did one better. He got me a plaster, a wax penis, man. He gave me a candle. This guy right up front. It's fabulous and it smells like vanilla.
That's a talented man.
I get really interesting gifts. Like, I'm not like a religious Buddhist. I'm a philosophical Buddhist. I sound too deep. Don't make me out to be anything but a human being. This one guy sends me carved Buddhas, and this other guy did a huge, like,
I don't know. I think it's 3 feet tall. It could be bigger, but it's a huge portrait that he had painted of me. I have that on my wall. This one guy sends me mixtapes with Brian Eno on it because I'm a big, huge Eno fan, and he puts a whole bunch of mixes together and sends me presents that way. I get really, really interesting things. But the weird things are the ones that people ask for me to send them. Now, that's really sick, and I am not getting into that because those are automatically deleted. Oh, my God, you want that? Ew. Next.
I was talking to Rosalie about this earlier.
Okay.
Hi. Hey. And I have a webcam too and a live journal. That's kind of where I know it's really fun. But I saw one that said, you know, what's a cam girl without a wish list? And this girl had like 10 wish lists of things that she wanted. I was wondering if you guys do that and what the ratio of things are that you actually receive and if you, you know.
I have a wish list, but it's from everything from a handmade card, which is cool, because you spend time on it, to a computer, and I've gotten almost everything on my wish list. But the cool thing was the computer I got, and I also got a laptop one time. And when I lost my job, this was, like, really cool, and this guy even flew in for Dragon Con, like, 2 years ago. He gave me $2,000 because he felt bad that I lost my job, and so that was, like, really cool.
Do you feel like that's at all... You know,
I offer nothing. They know this ahead of time. There's no deal here. The guy sent me the laptop because mine blew up, and he didn't want me to stop doing my site because I was having to go to my mom's house. He's like, "Don't do that. I'll send you one so you can do your site." I don't make this up. This happens.
I started my wish list as a checkoff list. I don't promote my site. Again, I say this is the first time I've actually promoted my site, but I have my wish list on my site, so it would be a reference point for me to go to and be like, okay, I have like $20, let's go to Amazon and see what I can get. And I never thought people would start sending me presents until all of a sudden, you know, Amazon would send me an email, "You got something coming in the mail." And I'm like, I don't have any money. Where the hell did this come from? And then it started to become a steady flow. And every once in a while, I'm like, okay, because I don't ask of anything. And people that... you know, do buy stuff from my wish list and stuff, never ask anything in return. Yeah. So it's really flattering, but it's also really scary because I'm not used to this kind of action in daily life. All right, I'll be quiet.
Well, wait a minute. I do have some coffee mugs at home and some mouse pads, and I'll send those out, and they don't ask for them. I just go ahead and send those out. I've got pictures also. So they get something back, not quite as much as worth as a laptop, but at least it's something. I mean, I don't. But they didn't know they were going to get it, so it's kind of a surprise. That was Peeping Mo's deal, and that was like 2 years ago. Now we just do, all of us are, you weren't in there, but all of us have done the one for Phantasm. They did a calendar last year. We hope so.
I've actually received multiple computers. I've received a CD burning kit, which is 16 CD burners on one computer that you can burn all computers with.
Because you wear a dress.
I've received... I've received stacks of multi-port network cards. I've got all kinds of equipment. I gather equipment from different places. People send me computer equipment constantly. I've got it on my website that any computer parts, old parts, anything you have that you want to send, I would love to take and play with. And I gather all this equipment, and then once a year I take it at a convention and put it in a giant pile. The biggest pile we had was 10 feet around and 7 feet high of just computer junk that I had gathered. It was his convention. but yeah, I get it from people, and I get it from different places. But I give it away once a year. I play with it and then give it back to the community once a year. So
yeah, hi. I was just wondering, after a while on the web, do you find yourselves like taking on almost a different persona just for when you're on the web than in real life? And if so, how do you keep that separate? I mean, sometimes you go to work after waking up and you're on the web all night, and you're like, oh, God, I'm still in web mode or something. Maybe you say something you wouldn't normally say to someone at work or something like that.
Well, some of the people at work, I have this one who comes up to me, and it's a girl, actually. She comes up to me, and she goes, you know, gee, you had some friends in for Saturday night. You know. I don't know. I don't know. Where was that going? Here, take this.
All right. My real name is undisclosed. I'll give you my first real name is Rosalie. So Maji Darling is, of course, a Mark Twain kind of thing. But I think that everybody has a different persona given in different situations. Like, say you're in a convenience store on a Saturday morning and all you want is a cup of coffee. Yes, a cup of coffee.
That's funny.
Oh, you don't believe how funny. Okay, so you act different to the clerk there. I mean, you're going to act different to every person that you meet. You're not the same person everywhere you go. So that answers the question in a certain way. Zen-like, I guess. Cheese. Yeah. I like cheese. Cheese is very good.
Where's our microphone?
I have a question for Hug Me. So if any of us want to take some of those computer parts that you collect and just beat the crap out of them when we're like having a really bad computer day, can we do that? Are you up for that?
Come by my place. We counted over 44 computers at our new place so far.
Because, I mean, so. I know I saw plenty of, you know, I know I've done plenty of things to my computer where I've really just wanted to take a baseball bat to it. So I was just wondering for future reference if we could even make that a con thing possibly. You know, beat the crap out of the computer part.
Come to, I run a convention every year. It's called Atlanticon. He runs a convention called Freaknik. His is in Tennessee. Mine's in Atlanta. Come to either one of them. There's plenty of equipment. We'll supply the baseball bats. Just let us know ahead of time.
Thank you.
Johnny.
We do this to AOL CDs is one of our activities. It's we give you a stack of AOL CDs and a little thing of super glue, and you try to build something out of it, and the coolest thing built out of it wins.
I've got a question for Hug Me, who I'm going to be sharing a house with in a few days. One, are we going to run cams from the house? And two, if we do, are you going to tell me where they all are?
Yes, and of course.
Don't make me have to kill you in your sleep.
You talk about AOL, and I was just wondering who you use when you chat using, what do you like? I mean, my question is, I know I talk to Amy all the time. Ms. Tristan, sorry. Nobody heard that. Nobody heard that. Okay, sorry. You know what I mean. Okay. Do you like ICQ? Or,
where do we chat?
I mean, it takes a while to load that, but I mean, what do you like chatting on?
I have an MIRC-based chat room because I have a free... Yeah, I have a free site, and I didn't want to use my own bandwidth for a chat room. So that's what I use for my main chat room, and I use that during shows. But it depends on who you are, what ID you have. Everybody has my ICQ number. It's on my site. Everybody can talk to me by ICQ. Very few people have my Instant Messenger, and even fewer people have my Yahoo. So it depends on... I've got one that I use for family, one that I use for close friends, and one that I use for everybody. So I pretty much use all of them.
I do sort of the similar thing. I have a AOL Instant Messenger that I use to talk to anybody that wants to send me a message. I have that a name up on my site. Whenever I don't feel like talking to just anybody, I have another name, and only my close friends have that name. And I'm also on ICQ, but I don't like to take messages from random people on ICQ because AOL just seems to be more anonymous and safe the way it works. ICQ, it seems like they can find, people can find out a lot more information about me. I don't know if that's true, but that's the way it seems to me. And also, when I want to chat, I usually go to Peeping Mo's chat room.
I use ICQ, and it's basically just there for if you know I'm online or not. And I use AIM to actually talk, and not a lot of people have. That's on my live journal. But and I also use Peeping Mo's chat room, and I chat with Vardiva there.
I have an IRC client-based Java chat on my website, or if you have IRC, you can connect to me through serverwarped.net channel SOMA. Ooh, I'm very imaginative in that area. And I also have AIM, but I had stalkers, quite a few of them, and they would start sending me scary messages like, I saw that you were wearing purple shirt to bed last night, so I took that feature off. I only talk to people I know now on AIM, and if I don't know you, you're not getting on there anyway. So,
I think Dawn pretty much convinced us all to start using LiveJournal, so do you want to explain what LiveJournal is and how it works?
That's really funny because I was the one that had you couldn't read my live journal for the longest time. I made it friends only, and that's because my mom couldn't see it. She's using it now to check up on me. It's horrible. Now she uses my friends list so she can check up on other people that are checking up on me. It's really horrible. But anyway, I use it because it was easy to just post pictures and stuff up there. I used to have a Moment for Us. Before there was live journal, I had to go do it myself with the Moment for Us, and it was just an essay I'd have. Usually I was just ranting about whatever. It's just fun. I just like it. It's easier to update. I can use pictures. I meet a whole bunch of new people. I met all these people. I mean, it's just a good way to just get your stuff out there.
And because it's already, like we were talking about before the panel, a lot of cam girls used to do a journal before LiveJournal, and it's really hard to do it yourself. Or not hard, but time-consuming to HTML everything and then upload everything. With LiveJournal, it's instant. You just type what you want to say, hit, you know, post, and it goes up there. And anybody can, and it's really nice because you can interact with people. People can comment on your journal entry, and you can, you know, comment back on them. So it's not just, you know, I'm putting this up here for you to read, but you can't say anything about it. It's really interactive, and that's a lot of fun.
There's also a wonderful Linux and Unix client for LiveJournal called Loser Jabber.
Is anyone on Blogger?
I tried Blogger for a couple days. My journal used to be a mailing list journal, and then I tried Blogger, and I just thought it sucked a donkey's ass, so I moved to LiveJournal. That's my opinion, though. I am no sponsor of LiveJournal.
Other questions?
You can do pretty much anything on the internet. You can go anywhere, but you can only do one thing at a time. And yet all these people are logging in to watch you sleep. What is that about? I mean, don't
sad,
you think about
it?
That? Do you log in to watch other people sleep? Have any of you?
No.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
If you're so amazed at that fact, why are you here asking these questions?
Friend of Dawn?
Oh, it's her fault.
I mean, does this say something?
Well,
about,
I mean, it's not that.
Is this about us or is this about a subclass of people who need to connect with people because.
It is. It's a way for people to know that someone else is out there. And I mean, it's not the only. The only thing that they're generally doing, because there's a remote window, and they can put it up in the corner of their screen, and they can do whatever else they want to do, and just this see this person there.
With me, I'm like international. It's like around here, not too many people have heard of me, like locally, like where I live. But yet, I get email constantly from people in France, Spain, and Sweden, and a couple of people in Australia. who say that I'm active when they're awake, and that they it's really cool. I mean, I have to actually use like a translation program to actually find out what they're saying, but it's really cool when they. I've got this one guy in who lives in Paris, and he emails me constantly, and he sent me a little teddy bear and some candy from Paris, and it was the absolute coolest thing. And it wouldn't have been possible if it wasn't for my webcam. So I look at it as a way to meet really interesting and unusual people. And it's really cool. I could never really afford to go to Paris right now, but he can write and tell me what it's like living there. Is you know, he goes to the Eiffel Tower and he'll tell me what it's like, send me a postcard. And it's just cool, you know.
But I don't watch my friends sleep. I mean, I don't watch people I love sleep.
Well, a friend... One of the guys, I ask him pretty much the same question because he's all the time. Somebody actually took the time to record my sleep cam, put it into some kind of a flash thing, and put music behind it. And it's like me rocking and rolling all night. How sad is that? But this guy emails me and he said, you know, I have insomnia a lot. And to look at you sleeping so peacefully, it makes me feel sleepy. So I just wanted to say thank you. I don't know if that's valid or not, but I thought that was really cool.
I actually had a girlfriend once who would point her rearview mirror at her while she drove because it gave the illusion that she wasn't alone. And perhaps that's pretty much what we're talking about here, is providing the illusion that you're not alone.
Have any of you ever really had to deal with stalkers that you've picked up on the net? And if so, what was the worst situation that you've been in?
All right, the guy that I was talking about earlier, one day I'm sitting there on AIM, and this is before I had it, so only the people I had listed as friends could message me. He messaged me, and he's talking about some of the stuff he's seen on my site and how much he enjoyed it. And all of a sudden he goes, I know you wear a size 36C bra. And I was like, that's not anywhere on my site. Maybe you got the wrong girl, you know? And I'm sitting there going, Jesus Christ, I got to burn all my bras now. And then a couple days later, he goes, I drove past your house. And I'm like, okay, you don't know where I live. And he goes, yeah, you live on so-and-so road in Mornington, North Carolina. And I was like, buddy, you better back the off. And I told my dad, and my dad's a very big, scary man. I love my dad very much in that respect. And then I started putting my dad on the cam. My dad also reads my live journal, and so does my younger brother. And they make for quite interesting commentary as anonymous posters, such as one of my live journal user pictures is I have a wig and I'm just wearing a bra and I'm leaning upwards. And my brother threatens the life of anybody that looks at that picture. And he started to find out how to do IP address looks up. So he's pretty funny. And my dad's always like, yeah, man, show boobs, but just not so I could see it. And it's really scary. But I think a total of 3 stalkers. And the only one that's been the scariest one's the one that's like, yeah, I drove past your house. You know, other ones have... They're just, you know, they have no life, and they just watch my cam all the freaking time. And it's like, hey, so what were you eating there the other night? And I'm like, get a life. God, just go away. But, yeah, so, but I won't talk about stalkers anymore because that's quite not nice.
With me, I haven't actually had a stalker. Like, I have had my site hacked before. I've had my LiveJournal password stolen. I'm still interested in how they did that, but anyhow, that's okay. I'll find out. The people I've had problems with have been people that know me in real life and have used the fact that I have a public life as blackmail, basically. They said, if you don't tell me what I want to know, I'm going to go to all these public sites and put your name, your address, your phone number, everything. So that's where I'm having the stalker problem, is not so much from anonymous people on the net stalking me as it is people I know that have a problem with me, and they use the fact that I lead a public life on the web as control. And trust me, it does control you to have the thought that somebody knows where you live and they'll put all of your private information out there on the web. And, I mean, I recently moved because of this person was doing this. And, you know, he doesn't have the new information now. But I had to actually physically relocate myself to feel safe. So, I mean, you do have to take that into consideration, too.
Speaking of keeping your address and everything private, you all mentioned that you get gifts and stuff. Where do they send that to them? Where do they get that address to send it to, you know, in order to send you stuff?
They send them to my mom's house. She likes getting them because if it's food or cheesecake, then she gets it first, so...
I didn't know if you, like, had, like, a P.O. box or something.
Yeah, a lot of girls get a P.O. box.
And if you have a wish list on Amazon, you could hide your address.
Yeah, it doesn't show your address.
Which is very, very nice. There's a lot of people in this room. There's got to be questions.
So for those of you that actually work, what do you guys do?
I'm the manager of a porn warehouse.
Oh, yeah. Get freebie.
What did he ask?
What do we do for a
living? I'm a student. I'm just a big slacker.
I'm a bartender.
I'm an accountant for a law firm.
All right. Good.
I'm also an artist. I do paintings. That's a work in progress. Again, my site's a branch of, since I couldn't afford to go to a film or art school, this is what I do in my spare time. So if you want to commission me, I'm more than willing. Whee! And I have some artwork for sale. This is a quick plug. Plug ends now. Okay. I have it over here if you would like to buy some. After. Not right now. Money, money, money.
Okay. Hello. So you guys said that, you know, you hide your address and everything, but how often does it happen that you meet somebody really nice and you get to know them and you do meet up in person?
A lot for me and Dawn, actually, through LiveJournal. We have traveled all the way up to Canada to meet about 40 other live journalers. And everything so far has worked out well. I mean, no really strange people usually show up because, I mean, they're all flying up there to meet, too. So, and some you really hit it off with, and some you don't, and you don't really talk to them much anymore. And others you keep in touch with, and you try to see them, you know, two or three times a year. And have a lot of fun.
The people I meet from the internet, I moved in with two of them. They're over there, and they're so very sexy. And a lot of the other people that I have now as close friends in Atlanta, I had weird connections with through and through, but we somehow connected through the internet. And I'm like, oh, you know who? Yeah, I know him. Yeah. Ooh, hey, let's go over to the Highlander. Fun, fun. And then, of course, there's the other people. You're like, hey, that's a sexy guy. I'm going to try to check him out. So you stalk him for a while. Or her. Whatever your preference is.
I was wondering, what kind of boundaries for yourself did you put up when you first went on on the web? Like, did you say, I'm going to do this, but I'm not going to show this? And not even like, you know, nakedness, but I mean, like, I, you know, would prefer people don't watch me sleep, but then at one point you said, hey, you know, that'd be kind of cool. Like, what boundaries did you set and how did they change?
My boundaries were set by my USB cord.
When I started my site, I was using, because I have a free site, I was using a host that allowed no nudity whatsoever. So a lot of what you do has to obviously be limited by the stuff that the host will allow you to do. Now I'm with a server that just doesn't care. As long as my payment's there, they don't care what I do. So my boundaries have loosened up quite a bit. When I first started out, it was no nudity whatsoever. Now it's pretty much TNA and softcore. I don't do full frontal because I'm not comfortable with that. It has nothing to do with the people watching. It's just, I mean, it's not that I'm shy or anything. It's just something that I just don't do. I'm not saying that I won't do that in the future because there's been some slips and people, it's so annoying. Every time you slip up, these people are capturing it and sending it to you. You know, so how can you forget that you slipped up, you know? But, I mean, there's accidents that happen, of course. And particularly, I was doing 30-second refresh, and now I'm on Roadrunner, so now I'm doing 15-second refresh. And that extra 15 seconds makes a big difference when you're doing a show. So anyhow, but my boundaries pretty much change as I do. Years ago, I didn't do anything, and now, I mean, now I've got all kinds of galleries and things like that of me doing stuff, so. That I thought I would never do on cam, and God, I hope my mother never gets her own internet access.
I started off not too long ago saying that I wouldn't do any nudity at all, and now I've loosened up a bit. I do a little bit of teasing, erotic cam shows, kind of. I try to dress up in wigs and makeup and costumes and make them interesting, not just, here's my boobs. Look at me. You know, I try to do artful angles and images and colliding concepts and something a little bit more fun and interesting. So, yeah, it changes, and I don't know if I'll loosen up more in the future, but you're constantly reinventing what you will and will not do, except for Dawn. She doesn't do anything.
I wasn't naked when I started out, and I'm not naked now. I don't have any boundaries as to what I'll capture on my sleep cam. I don't really care if you see me drooling on cam or drooling in front of my computer. It's all real life. There's not too much I won't do, except for not get naked. That's the whole thing. I won't get naked.
I at first had the boundaries of no nudity.
I'm the only one with.
No, but so far there has been no nudity captured on my site, yet I have done some erotic type shows where I don't consider them really erotic. It's more figure study type things, and if people ask for them, I will send it to them. It's just right now I'm wondering if I want it on my site, because once you put it on your site and people go, oh, she's got naked pictures on there, that's the only freaking thing they're going to come there for, and that's really freaking annoying. Okay, yeah. No, hell no. You've seen my boobs. You don't need to see them again.
Oh.
Maybe.
Okay, you're all obviously very young. How long do you think you're going to be doing this? Do you see yourselves doing this when you're 30 or when you're 40? I mean, how long do you think you're going to have this fascination with showing yourself off on a camera to the whole world?
Forever and ever.
40, 50, 60, 80?
I just like the fact you thought we were young.
Well, you are. You're all obviously in your early 20s, okay? So
thanks again.
What I'm wondering is, how long do you think you're going to be fascinated with this whole idea of putting your life out there in the public for everyone to see? How long do you intend to do this?
All right, seeing that mine is in the live cam, I could do it maybe from a different perspective, but when I am on cam, I spend at least 15 minutes setting up the camera angle and the lighting and making sure the colors are correct for the certain shots. I want it to be as interesting aesthetically as possible. I could be sitting there typing at the keyboard. That's the most boring thing possible, but I want it to look interesting in some way, in some shape or form. So it's not really so much about me. I'm just a subject matter in the cam. So I could probably do it till I'm 80. I'll be withered and probably doing close-ups of my wrinkles and going, hey, isn't this cool? Yeah.
Cool texture.
But that's my perspective.
Well, whenever I look at a cam site, when I was trying to find out my own, I would take away their webcam and see what else they had on their site, and some of them didn't have a whole lot of anything. I like to think if I took away the webcam and just kept everything, like my convention reviews and my writings and everything, and you know, my photo galleries, I'd like to think I still have a really good site. So that's how I kind of measure stuff up.
Okay. I I don't know when I'll stop doing my site, whenever it doesn't become fun anymore. Right now, it's a lot of fun, and I really enjoy it. But the reason why I don't have a membership site is because I don't want to have to be there. It's like if I were charging people a certain fee to come to my site, I might not be able to come to something like Dragon Con because I would have to be there to give them what they paid for. If I'm not charging them, then I don't owe them a damn thing. So I don't have to do anything they want to, and it's my site. And as long as it remains fun and remains my site, I'll do it.
Webcam is very interesting technology. It's fairly new. It's growing extremely fast and is doing all kinds of neat things. Mysterious had mentioned that she moved her refresh rate up to 15 seconds. If I've got my cam running and you've got a fast connection, you can get 5 frames per second on my webcam. I have a really nice cam. I also paid a whole lot for it. But as this technology grows, By the time, you know, in 5 years, who knows what we're going to be doing. We may be sending holographs across here. I mean, it could be just about anything. So you've got to look at the technology aspect of it, too. Oh, yeah. I like doing it just because it's cool technology. That's the only reason I do it, because it's fun. I enjoy playing with new stuff. And as the new stuff comes out, I'm gonna be the first to gobble it up, you know. I'll be one of the first people to get that chip implanted in the back of your brain. So,
speaking of really fast technology, I had hereandnow.net, which used to be the house that had all the cams that were set up to streaming constantly. You could hear in real life, in real time, real audio. I had won a contest with them, and I had the streaming cam on my site for a short while, and then they kind of fizzled up and dried away, and I don't have streaming anymore. So those bastards. But it was really cool because I would try to do, again, since it's not a live cam, I would try to do different things that you won't just see on a streaming cam. Like I had streaming still lifes. Ooh, I'm so avant-garde. Look at me. But I would have streaming still lifes, like where I would have in-focus still life and things moving in the background with different music going on, or just little popsicle plays.
TrueTech.com, free streaming software.
It eats up my bandwidth, though. What I want from here now was the streaming software and the bandwidth for the streaming.
Yes, they have a method of being able to cut down your bandwidth and do streaming.
Ooh, I'm getting weak in the knees already.
Do you or have you had significant others, and how does being on cam change or affect that relationship? And if you did get a significant other, what would change about your cam life?
I feel like such a loser.
I think I might be the only one that has a significant other, yes. And we live together. He bought me my domain name. He set up my cam. He's okay with all of my cam shows and the photos I put up. So I really don't have any problems. I like doing my cam a lot. I wasn't doing it when I met him. Like I said, he got me started. And if I were to date someone else who had a problem with my cam, that would be a problem because I really enjoy what I do.
For me, it gave a whole new meaning to one night stand. I don't have a significant other. And I generally tend to date people that are outgoing like myself. And I met a person that I liked, and we went to my home, and he didn't mind being on cam, and I didn't mind having the cam on. So at, like, 3 in the morning, we're, like, having a good time. For 3 weeks after that, I got these emails. Who's your new boyfriend? Why aren't you going to tell us about him? When's he coming back? And it's like, it was a one-night stand. Oh, poor baby. It's just ridiculous. So I don't think I want to do stuff like that on the cam anymore because it's not that I care about it, it's that they do, you know, so.
I have no significant others, but again, I have my roommates, and since I move a lot, I've had several different roommates, and the one in Rhode Island was very adamant about not being on the camera, but he would throw his ferret at me all the time, so it would be like, oh, you're going to throw the ferret at me, I'll put you on cam. So there were some interesting shots at this point in time. But my roommates now, they're pretty nice. I mean, they'll come in the room, and I'm like, oh, yeah, the cam is on. And they'll be like, okay, you know, whatever. They're pretty, we might, yeah, okay, yeah. That's it.
Oh, I was just going to say, I don't have sleep cam or anything like she was talking about, so I don't, that's never been an issue of catching something on cam that shouldn't be. And I did have roommates once too for a while, and one of them, the guy, it was another couple, and the guy, he would jump in, I'd be on the computer, and every once in a while he'd jump in and, you know, lift up his shirt or jump in and make a funny face, so, because he's a big goof. But the girl never wanted to be on the cam, so, but I only have one. It's not like they're posted all over the house, so it's, since she didn't want to be on cam, she never really was. No comment from Don.
Cams are really cheap and easy to set up, and if you want to do something fun, throw a party at your house and set up a webcam and have a room that has that webcam in it. And Don was at one of the...
And then watch a fight break out. That was neat.
Yeah, we had problems with one drunk person and a cam. But just set it up and see how your friends react, and then give them liquor and see how they react in front of the cam. You would be surprised. We had a lot of people come in and, oh, I'm not going to be on the cam. I'm not going to do this. And I mean, just after a few minutes, they saw how much fun everybody was having, you know, being on the cam and chatting with people who were watching the cam. And, you know, people watching six or seven people jumping around on the cam, and they'll jump into it, and it really is a lot of fun to do.
One of my cam shows on my site is called Weirdos, and it's a whole bunch of my friends. They had taken hold of the cam while they, you know, were pulling my hair and molesting my dolls on the camera. So if you want to see how friends react when they know the cam's on, it's a pretty funny show. They start acting like they're Jesus and such. It's pretty cool.
Okay, you were saying that webcams are cheap and easy and all that. What do you guys use in terms of hardware?
I have a IBM PC Pro. I know that's a conundrum kind of thing, but that's what it says on the box. And the other one's a Creative Labs cam. They're both not realistic looking, and I have that for a purpose. I don't want it. Again, it's not a life cam. And plus, I like to adjust the colors and stuff and make it ultra surreal, or make it extra crisp, make the colors more colorful. So those are the two cams I use and the reasons why I use them.
I've got like an assortment of cams. Some of them were sent to me, some of them I bought myself. But the ones I use primarily the Intel, 3Com, and then my very first one, which is the D-Cam, but they don't make it anymore.
I have an Intel 3Com. Is that what it's called?
Intel,
just Intel also. And I use Webcam 32 as my cam program.
I use ChillCam.
Yeah, I use Webcam 32, and I use the 3Com Home Connect, which they don't make anymore. And if anybody has an extra one, I'm trying to buy an extra one just in case that one ever goes out, because I love that cam. I have it back ordered, but they can't find it.
I have a cam called an Axis Cam. It's an entire computer in a camera. All you do is hook it up to the network, and it streams right there. All the software exists on the cam. It's also got a serial port. You drop a modem into it, and you just bring it anywhere you go, plug it into a phone line, turn it on. It dials, it FTPs, it does everything all inside the camera. You don't need a computer at all. And they have a new camera that just came out, too. They also have digiboxes where you can take regular camcorders. I think the smallest they have is 4 camcorders. Just plug the camcorders into the box, and then that box has the same thing, a network port and a serial port, and you just hook a modem up to it, take it anywhere for regular video cameras streaming out to wherever you want to go. The one I have, when I got it, I got their first version of it. That they ever came out with, and it was, I think, $850. Luckily, I didn't pay for it. I worked for a webcam company at the time. So the one they have now, I think, is down to about $450, which is sort of like mine. It's got a couple of new features they've added to it, and they're mass producing it now, so it's, of course, dropped in price. But they're pretty nice cameras.
The one I have is less than $100, much more affordable.
Yeah, Delta Computers over here, Peachtree Industrial, and Tilly Mill. This is my shameless plug. They have them for $15. They're Todi cams, todi.com, but you can look up Todi on a search engine, Todi, and then webcam, and you'll see the little Todi cams. They're about $15 for, you know, at random places.
Yeah, if you're thinking about buying a webcam to do one of these sites, you have to consider how you're going to use it. I use the 3Com Home Connect because it's set up to work in very low light. I have a hard time sleeping with the light on. So if you have a problem with that, you want to do sleep cam, then you need something that's going to work in very low light. The cam I have now picks up quite clearly in just a black light, so it's like sleeping with a nightlight on when you were a kid. But if you're going to do sleep cam or something, you have to have a camera that's capable of doing that. I mean, they range anywhere from like $15 all the way up to a couple hundred.
More questions? There's
got to
be more questions, people.
Do any of you guys have webcams? Anybody out there? Oh, wow, we've got a few people who actually have them.
Oh, we got a question.
What kind of advice would you give for someone who wants to get into it, you know, as far as...
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
No.
Okay, besides don't do it.
Develop a very thick skin.
Yes, you got to be... I had to learn how to not, you know, just let things slide off, you know. Be the duck, as my friend Scott says. The duck, man. But you gotta let stuff just slide right off. Now I get a really good chuckle out of negative emails. You know, like, oh, you're really ugly. And I'm like, why? Thanks for telling me. I really needed to know that today, you fat-ass bastard. Whee! You know? And I actually get enjoyment now replying to the emails instead of moping around for a couple days going, somebody thinks I'm ugly. It's now like, ha, 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 ha. At least somebody out there's taking the time to think about me enough to write me, you stupid freak. Don't know any other advice other than that.
We got a question back there.
What's a Nubian?
Thank you, Kevin Smith.
I so wish I had a blank gun right now. All right. Whee. More questions? Now I'm hyper. I'm not nervous anymore. People, ask the questions.
I do want to plug Peeping Mo. He's one of my servers. My server, like, I don't know what happened to them, but it's like they disappeared off the face of the earth. So I had to go find another server. So I went to my friends to go to get a server. I didn't realize I was so popular. I thought I was getting so many hits a day, and I was getting that many hits times 50. So I had to go to a different server. Peeping Mo really rocks. If you're looking for a server to get, you know, and they let you do other stuff. If you're looking for cam girls, go there too. There's lots of us there.
I also do web hosting. So anybody wants to put up a webcam, I have a server to do it.
I'm being served on warp.com or .net or whatever. Many webcams are on there, Arriscam, QTCat, a whole bunch of other ones, and they're really fast, they're really reliable, and they're really nice, not to mention that they also are a big cam house themselves. You can go to warptv.com or something. You can see all their crazy cats, and they're a crazy house. They're really odd, yes. Yep. Question? Girl in the red.
Okay. Okay, I was just going to ask, what's your relationship with your fans?
With what? The fans, the people who watch
you. Yeah, the people you see that, you know, watch you every day or watch your stuff. I mean, do you consider them friends or?
I try to answer all my emails. I feel like if you take the time to write me, then I'll take the time. Unless you send me something, you know, that's obvious that you know I'm not going to write you back. And like the penis pictures, that's just not going to happen. But usually I'll be in a place like this, and I like it when people come up and introduce themselves to me and go, hey, I've read your site or whatever, because in my head, and I still have it now, I feel like it's me and my pal Steve and my mom, and we're the only ones who look at my site. So when someone comes and goes, hey, I read your stuff, it was really cool, that's like, it's like awesome, I like it. But I don't know if they're like friends or whatever, but I mean, if they're in the same party I'm in, I'll hang out, I don't care. Everybody's, you know, it's, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I know that these three, I don't have you on my live journal yet, but these three post on their live journal a lot. They love to write. So, read their live journal.
I have a pretty good relationship, I guess, with my fans. If you come up to me, like, I've had it a couple times, like, walking around the mall or, you know, at the beach or something, and somebody comes up to me, hey, you're Soma, I'll, like, practically piss my pants and run in the other direction. But if I know you beforehand, then I'm quite cool. I actually have a couple fan sites, and I have, God, this is quite embarrassing. The fact that I suck my thumb is not embarrassing, all right? If you got a problem with that, I'll kick your ass. I like sucking my thumb. It's something I've done for 22 years. Rock on. But I don't have buck teeth or nothing. But for some reason, I am on a thumb-sucking fetish site, and so I get lots of weird... So I get lots of weird fans from that, like, you know, chicks from Spain telling me to suck my thumb while rubbing bologna on one of my breasts or something. So, and they come in my chat room a lot, and I'm always like, please go away, please go away. But, this one guy that has a fan site of mine is very, very nice, and he asked me if he could update his site for my photographs and stuff, and he asked for my permission to use the photos. I go through them, and if I'm like, oh, that's a nasty shot, that makes my ass look 3 miles wide, please take that one down, he's all cool with it. Other fans, I actually meet a few of them. If I trust you after a couple of times, then I'll meet you in a public place with my other friends around, so if you try anything funny, I can kick your ass and they'll join in. But other than that, I have pretty good, I like to say, repertoire. I mean, I go on my channel all the time, and it's usually full, people talking all the time, and they get to meet each other, which is pretty cool.
I think I have a pretty good relations with my fans. Like Dawn said, if somebody takes the time to write to me and it's not completely disrespectful, I always reply. And even if it is disrespectful, I still reply.
I like replying to those.
I mean, it's just, you know, somebody is taking the time to send. Now, I might not be able to reply that day. It might take me a couple of days, but I almost always reply. I try to treat people on, there's so many times you find people hiding behind a keyboard. I always try to treat people on the net the same way I treat them in person. Which means if somebody ICQs me with, you know, I've got a, you know, real hard for you, baby, and I just want to slip it someplace, and they're like, you know, would you go up to somebody on the street and say that? No, I don't think so, you know. But if they say, you're really cute, you know, would you like to talk to me? And yeah, how you doing? You know, I had a hard day at work. Do you have a good day? You know, and strike up a conversation. I made lifelong friends like that, so.
And there are some that come on, like, when I'm on AIM, people will message me and apologize. And I'm like, no, look, if I'm logged on, then I'm willing to talk. And most of them say nice things, and that's really cool, and you talk a little bit. But then there are others that you really click with, and you'll have a nice discussion, and, you know, you talk to them more and more. So you do meet, you know, a lot of people and make friends through your site.
Okay, Bardiva, you're the one with the bright hair. You had mentioned earlier that as part of your show, you like to dress up in different wigs and makeup and outfits. I was wondering if there's a specific place that you found discounted wear, or how you go about amassing what you like to show off.
Well, I've just collected stuff here and there over the years since I nowhere that I really shop online that I could recommend. I've bought wigs at wig stores, and I've bought wigs at, like, Claire's. Sometimes they'll have cheap ones on sale there. I find shop on the clearance rack at fetish stores because I can't afford most of the fetish wear. And I've made things myself, so nothing that I can really recommend.
Do you have a particular theme or a genre that you like to play around with?
I don't think so. Colorful wigs. I like black clothing. So, you know, leather and vinyl and latex is a lot of fun. I do that a lot.
It doesn't affect me. I mean, if they're going to, I mean, well, I don't have anything on my site that would really affect them except for my writing, but I don't think they would, if they're looking for something that they're thinking, I mean, they're not going to find it on my site. They're going to move on.
They're going to move on, man.
I just as somebody who's trying to be a little bit responsible, I put our warnings all over my site, usually in the meta tags and stuff like that. It says nudity and all that stuff. Now, if some kid is out there and his parents aren't watching where he's going, he goes to my site, that is not my responsibility. I have put it up there. If they're responsible parents and they really give a crap, then they will police it. I don't have to. It's not my job.
Mine just got a lot of bad words.
What is your thoughts on the way the internet and webcams and chat rooms in general are starting to promote people going online as opposed to going out to a local coffee shop or whatever, affecting the way society is now reacting to the internet?
I was a nerd in high school. I had no friends. This is how I made friends. If that makes me a loser, then by God, I'm proud to be one.
I was a loser in high school, too, and so that's why I like my cam a lot.
I go out, well, I used to go out a lot more. Now I stay home more at nights and get on my cam and show off that way instead of spend money on alcohol. So I think the computer has been a good thing in that sense.
I'm like them. I was a total nerd in high school, and I don't care. Back then it was a real big thing, but now it's not. And the webcam is just one more way that I can express my individuality. It saves me money, actually, because I'm not going out to the clubs and getting wasted, and I sit around and drink on cam, and everybody seems to like that, you know. So I don't know. I think it's been great for me personally. It seems like a cleaner way to meet people, I guess, a safer way, because, I mean, I don't know how it is down here, but there's drugs going around most of the clubs I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina, and there's been quite a few incidences up there where people are having things slipped into their drink and things like that. It just seems to me that meeting people on the internet's a whole lot safer if it's done responsibly.
I have a pretty budding social life. I go out 3 times a week, and then I hang out with my friends after work. But then, you know, I don't sleep very much. And when I do, it's for extended periods of time. So might as well catch up on being online. And when I am online, I am talking to the people that I know in real life and interact with real life. But I'm also talking to the other strangers that scraggle across my page. I mean, I don't like talking on the phone. So if you want to talk to me, you get online and you say, hey, I would like to make plans with you. You'll be here at so-and-so time. Or I'm talking to my roommate who's staying late at work. And she's like, hey, you want to go out to Taco Bell for dinner afterwards or something? It's not just lame-assness. It's, you know, communication that's just easier for me. Yeah.
Oh, how do you feel about people who try to define your personality by just going to your website? And also, have you been recruited by Style Project yet?
Style is a cool guy, but if people don't like my persona, they can kiss my ass. Otherwise, you know, I hope you enjoy my site. But Style Project's really funny. I really enjoy his site, and I like zombies and really gory things, so he fulfills that need in me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Rosalie?
Oh, yeah? Hey.
Can we watch you sleep?
Huh?
Can we watch you sleep?
Not in person.
Really? I wasn't here for that part, sorry.
Question any day now.
All right, we do have to wrap up pretty soon, so...
What are, let's see. Two more questions? One more question?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now people blacklight the art.